From Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it's Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio with your host, Craig Henson.
This is Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio, airing every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on Talk 94.5 FM. And I am your host, Craig Henson, a.k.a. Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, the area's most trusted flooring professionals. Thanks for joining us again this Saturday. We have the most anticipated show of Home Pros Radio for you today. I've been trying to get my guest on here for a while, who I have today. What we're going to discuss today is probably one of the, when it comes to finding a professional, could probably be one of the most difficult areas to find a professional. And today at Grand Strand Home Pros Radio, we have got the best of the best of painting, and that's CertaPro Painters. Today we have Doug Bland, franchise owner of Myrtle Beach CertaPro Painters. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Greg, thanks for having us. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. This is, like I said, one of the most anticipated shows, and I say that because what we do at Home Pros Radio is we help you, the listener, find the best local sources for a pro for whatever home improvement need you may have. And I have been getting more feedback, more questions about this show than I have of any other guest that we've ever had. So that tells me there is a huge need. There's a big question mark in this market for painting. And we're going to talk about all the things that I've been asked. We're going to bring those up. So if you're listening and you're one of the people who are looking forward to hearing your question asked, hang in there. We're going to get there. But first, I want to introduce you to Doug Bland. He's going to tell a little bit about yourself. Real quick, write this number down, 843-839-1973, because you're definitely, by the end of this show, you're going to want to call CertaPro Painters. So, Doug, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been coming to the beach since 1980. I worked here as a bartender, worked in the industry, and knew I always wanted to retire and come to the beach. We moved here in 2018, was in corporate America for a long time with Xerox Corporation, and was looking for something different to do. Xerox came to me and wanted me to move to another location, Atlanta or D.C., and I really wanted to stay at the beach. So we looked for an opportunity, and my wife and I are walking through our neighborhood in Market Common, and ironically, we said, you know, a painting business could do extremely well in this market.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Friday afternoon. On that Monday, I get a phone call from a headhunter and says, we're looking for people like you that are looking to be entrepreneurs and run your own business. And it was a company from CertaPro Painters. Mm. So God had a plan, and That's how it came about. So in 2019, in July, we opened the business up. We are a franchise, but we are a locally owned, family-operated business. And so we opened up then, and it has just grown since then. We're thrilled with it. And right now, my goal is to keep the business, keep it as a legacy, and turn it over to my kids to run, hopefully, in the next few years.
Absolutely. So one thing that, you know, you just made a point there that I want to make sure the listeners caught, and because a lot of people, they may see CertaPro Painters, and they may be familiar with the branding of CertaPro as a national or regional company. But you are a locally owned and operated business.
Yes.
You're not a national franchise. You're not a guy who was sent here, transferred from, you know, another state to come run the branch that's owned and operated by CertaPro. You operate this business. It's your branch. It's your business. And there's things maybe that you do that other CertaPro branches don't do.
Exactly. Correct? One of the main things is our process. We do follow the CertaPro model, because it is a proven successful model. But one of the things we do differently is we do not ask for a deposit up front on any project. And the main reason for that, we want you to be thrilled with the work. We do what's called a pride walk afterwards. Mm-hmm. And once that work is done, we walk the project with you and my job supervisor. And if we all agree the work is done, then we ask for payment.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that, because I've had some lengthy conversations about that. And I want to do a deep dive on that. Okay. Because I want to explain to the listeners why you do that and why other companies may not do that, when it's appropriate and when it's not. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But before we get to that, I want to talk about a point that you just made about the CertaPro painting method being proven. So I've been in the home improvement business for almost 30 years. I've done home improvement, flooring, kitchen, bathroom modeling in Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina. I've helped operate businesses out of Ohio, out of Georgia, and I'm familiar with CertaPro from all these markets. And in my career, I have seen CertaPro come into the market, open their branch and their location, and begin to just raise the bar and completely change the expectation. And the reason why that excites me is because if you listen to the show, you know my motto is be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Always hire licensed professionals. And the reason why is because you're going to get the best service, the best results, and the best quality by doing that. Because of the name, you have to, you know, uphold to the reputation of CertaPro. So having CertaPro in Myrtle Beach, I consider CertaPro as part of the solution to raising the bar and raising the expectation of quality home improvement professionals in the beach.
And having those things, the license, bonded, and insured. Some people say, well, gosh, why is all that important? Well, you want to be protected. This is your home. This is just not something in your backyard you're trying to fix. This is your home, what you live in, which is more than likely probably your largest investment. So having those tools in place gives you that sense of security and that protection as part of the process. We're not going to be the cheapest. I'm rarely ever, if I'm heard I'm the cheapest, I probably made a mistake. But what I will be is thorough with our estimate and very detailed so you know exactly what you're getting in writing before the project ever begins.
Absolutely. So real quick about licensing. I touch on this quite often. A lot of listeners may not realize that there's a classification of licensing that's licensed by the state South Carolina Builders Commission called Specialty Contractor License.
Yes.
We're not talking about an Horry County business license or a City of Myrtle Beach business license. This is a state-recognized operator's license as a home improvement professional, and they have categories for many things you wouldn't imagine. I have one for floor covering. I'm a state-licensed flooring contractor. Brick and masonry, they have one. And they have a license for painting.
Yep.
So when you say you are a licensed professional, you're not talking about your license to pay taxes to Horry County. You're talking about a state builder commission recognized professional.
Yeah. And those, oh, by the way, those local proprietary taxes, we do have to pay those as well, because you have to have those to conduct business in the city of Myrtle Beach, Horry County, and so on. But with the state, we're classified as a residential specialty contractor's license, which includes painting, because as part of a painting project, we may have to do some structural repair, drywall repair, different things that are outside of the painting element, but we want to make sure that we're covered in all those categories.
Yeah, and it's where I explain to my customers and to the listeners, having that license obligates us to perform at a different level.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Touch on some of the things that you're required to do to obtain that license.
With the state, one, it renews every year. We have to provide our information, proof of our business, our registration with the state, the Secretary of State. We also, when we opened it up, we had to have three references. When you're opening a new business, how do you find three references to tell them you're qualified to do what you do? And with my background, I've always been a hands-on person. Even though I was in corporate America for 26 years, I'm a hands-on person. I build things. So I utilize those resources and that background to gain that certification. And then we are also bonded with the state, which we have to renew every year, which most people forget that little aspect of it.
Yeah.
And that's another protection in place for the customer.
They also do a background check and a financial review as well to make sure that you are, you know, responsible financially.
Yeah.
You know, because if something goes wrong, you got to have the resources to correct it. So to sum that up for you, if you're listening, state licensed professionals are background checked, financial checked, in addition to the normal recommendations of having, of course, your insurance, your workers' comp, your general liability. Those are relatively easy things to acquire.
Yeah.
State license, it's not super difficult, but it is a little bit more difficult to require, and it puts you at a little bit different level of expectation. So a lot of times there's things that one of my competitors, or really not a competitor, but someone I call a competitor but probably doesn't deserve the title, will say they will do something for a homeowner, and then they'll ask me to bid it, and I explain to them that no, you can't do that, and I explain to them why, how it's not the proper method, it's going to void the warranties on the product, and a lot of times they're taken back by it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You see that same type of stuff when you're competing for an estimating?
There are people, they'll ask for different things, and we warranty everything we do for 2 years. And in order for us to do that, we have to follow that CertiPro model. And it's also the Sherwin-Williams model. That's one of our main manufacturers. And asking us to cut those steps, we will sometimes walk away from work because we know it's not the quality we want to put forth in the community. And one misstep there could cost you dearly down the road.
Yeah, can't put your name on everything. So, warranted for 2 years rather than changing your phone number every 2 years. That's the professionality you're going to get and expectation from CertiPro Painters. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some serious painting business with Doug Bland of CertiPro Painters. This is Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio. We will be right back. Welcome back to Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio with your host, Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. And if you're just tuning in, today we have Doug Bland of CertiPro Painters Myrtle Beach. They literally put two P's in pro painting. They put both the P's in there. They are the tops when it comes to professional painting. If you want it done right, you want somebody that's going to show up on time, do it right, make sure you're 100% happy before you pay. That's CertiPro Painters. So we're going to talk about their pride walk here in a moment. But first, we're going to talk about one of our listeners had a question about the pride walk and about not paying up front. I mentioned this on the previous show. I had a customer who I was giving an estimate to. And she was explaining how, you know, she had some previous experiences that didn't go well in some home improvement projects. She was a single widow and felt that she said, look, I don't pay anything down until the job's done.
Yeah, I get that horror story all the time.
And I said, you know what? That's completely understandable. Let's sit down and let's talk about it. And I'll explain to you why we ask for a deposit when we do a floor. Or a kitchen or a bathroom model, because we do cabinets and countertops, big kitchen bathroom models as well, sometimes large, sometimes small. But it's you got to make sure you're comparing apples to apples. And I asked you about your pride walk and explain to me why. So explain to the listeners the CertiPro Painter pride walk, how it works, and why you do it.
Yeah, and just to comment, down payments are not a bad thing. In our industry, the cost of materials is 10 to 13% of the project. So if a company can't fund that up front for you and your project, you have to question whether you want them doing the work. In other industries, you've got a lot of upfront costs that you've got to order materials in advance. So I completely understand it. So I don't want to make it sound like that's a bad word. Yeah. But in our market, I feel it's important to get the confidence of the customer. So we quote the project. We do not ask for a down payment. Everything is in writing. Once the work is complete, my job site supervisor presents the job back to me. I look at it. I'll occasionally find some touch-ups, but a lot of times we don't. If I agree that it's ready, then we present it to the customer. And once they agree, then we ask for payment. So nothing up front. Now, if a project is going to take months, that's a different story. But on the normal residential project, interior, exterior, we do not ask for anything up front.
Right. So let's use law of averages. Average home, say maybe an 1,800 to 2,000 square foot home. You're completely painting the interior of the house. What would you guess if you're doing, let's just say we're just doing walls, roughly what's the paint cost of that job?
Paint cost for that project is probably under $1,000. I would say for a 2,000 square foot home, we're looking at about $800.
Right. And it could depend on the quality of the paint and the sheen of the paint. And we can do a deep dive on that in another episode. I'm going to try to hold Doug to agreeing to come on again because there's a lot I want to talk about in painting. But point I wanted to make here is that the cost of the materials for you guys is mostly just the paint, and it's a small portion. You said around maybe 15% of the cost. The rest of it is mostly labor.
It's a labor project. You'll have some soft supplies and things to go along with it, but the paint is the smallest portion of it.
Right. And so, Judy, if you're listening, what we discussed was, in my business, if I'm doing a floor, my material cost is probably close to half, if not more. Maybe sometimes up to 60, 70% of the cost of the job is materials.
Yeah.
The flooring and trim work and all the things involved. And by law, once I have to bring that material in your home to install it. Once I put it in your home, by law, it's your property.
Yeah. And see, ours is quite different because when you place a paint order or you contract Certa Pro painters to come out, we have to go through color selection, things of that nature, which we do offer color consultations as well. Mm. But we don't order the paint until the morning of the project because customers do change their mind sometimes.
Absolutely.
And by doing it that way, that cost is incurred the day we start the project. And most projects we can complete in a week or less as for payment. So there's no need for anything up front in our environment.
Yeah, you have little risk involved.
Exactly.
Until you perform the work.
Correct.
So there's really not a major need for a large upfront payment. Yeah. Especially if you're a large professional operation like Certa Pro Painters.
Yeah. But if you're a lot of companies in this area, we'll ask for 40 to 50% upfront. And they'll say it's to get you on their schedule. Sometimes that's so they can pay the previous contractor that did the work for them.
Now, do you guys offer like financing? And
we do. We have different financing. We also have an easy pay system for customers that have a larger project. And they say, well, I just want to do this in phases.
Mm-hmm.
I often will suggest, well, maybe rather than disrupt your home two or three times over the next year, we offer a 6-month or 12-month easy pay, which is 0% interest. Now, that's through a finance company, and we work out those details. But we do offer that. But we also accept credit card payments as well. To help people with their projects so they can get their points for travel or whatever they may need as well.
So if a customer is utilizing financing, you still don't charge the financing? I guess there's approval process, and once you get the go from the finance company that the financing is in place and it's been approved, the same process applies.
Everything applies with that, with one additional step. The finance company will, once we send them that, they'll send you an email saying, has everything been complete to your satisfaction? You reply yes. They send me the payment. We immediately put you on the calendar as a reminder of when that's coming due because we don't want that 0% interest to expire and make sure you have it paid. You can pay it early with no penalty or pay it by then, but we always put that reminder in place.
Let me ask you a question that just came to my mind. A common reoccurring theme that we hear a lot here on Home Pros Radio with a lot of the pros that we feature on the show and have on the show is being involved in where a homeowner started a project with another company or hired another company to provide a service, goods, you know, for them, and it either didn't work or, you know, there's something wrong with it, and then you're asked to come in and fix it, redo it. How often are you involved in scenarios like that?
It happens more frequently than you might think. And a lot of times people have contracted somebody to paint their cabinets or paint the interior of their home, and something goes wrong. They stop them. When we come in, we give them a detailed estimate that gives them everything that we're going to touch, do, or complete so that they have that. Because sometimes they're going to have to go back and go to court or something to get that money recouped back from the previous person. So we try to document everything.
Yeah. So one of the other questions that I got from a listener was questions about painting cabinets. And you just mentioned painting cabinets. So don't know if we'll have time to finish this conversation in this segment, but we'll definitely pick it up in the next segment if we need to. But painting cabinets, boy. So we sell cabinets at American Dream Flooring and Tile. We do kitchen remodels. We do not paint cabinets. We do not reface cabinets. But a lot of times I get asked about that. And a lot of times I have to tell the customer, well, perhaps your cabinets can be painted, but there's certain boxes you need to check before you know if they can or not, because some cabinets maybe aren't the right quality to paint. So those are a lot of the questions I get. So let's talk about painting cabinets.
Well, I think the first thing we try to understand is how are you using your property? Is it your second home? Is it your primary home? Is it a rental property? What are the age of those cabinets? We've painted cabinets in my in-law's condo that were 40-plus years old. And to paint them, to make them look fresh and clean for the renters, is perfect. And it's about 25% of the cost of replacing them. But on the contrary, right now we're doing a project for a brand-new home in Carolina Forest. And we're repainting all the cabinets only because the customer needed to buy a home right away, and she wants to change the color. So it could be a wide spectrum of what we do, and that affects the processes and steps that we use.
So 40-year-old cabinets, they don't make cabinets the way they used to.
No.
So those were probably solid wood cabinets, the boxes, the doors, the drawers, everything I would assume was probably solid wood. The cabinets that we're seeing today, especially by the track builders, most of the time there's wood, solid wood components to the cabinets, but not all.
Yeah. It's an MDF product or something with some kind of a coating on it. But we also run into some that have a thermofoil. If you ever had your cabinets near the dishwasher or the stove where it's starting to peel, that's a thermofoil product that was real popular in the late 90s, early 2000s. And we even have a process that can handle that as well.
Yeah, so I think I refer to that as melamine.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't know, the melamine is what I call that. But the point is that there are a few different types of cabinets. There's solid wood cabinets. There's laminated cabinets or melamine cabinets. There's cabinets that consist of some solid wood, some particle board. So there's times when you can paint. There's times when you can't. The problem that happens is whenever you're dealing with a painter that just wants to paint some cabinets and get a check, and sometimes they'll paint the stuff that you're not supposed to paint.
Or not use the proper steps. Mm. Everything we touch, we will warranty for 2 years.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another short break here in just a moment. And then when we come back, I want to stay on this topic because this is something that's, I guarantee you, there's somebody painting cabinets right now while we're talking in the market. There's probably many people painting cabinets right now. There's homeowners that paint their own cabinets. And like I said, we want to be the source and the guide to get you done right by the right people. So stay tuned with us. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. We've got Doug Bland, CertaPro Painting. This is Grant on the Strand, Home Pros Radio. Welcome back to Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio with your host Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile, the area's most trusted flooring professionals. Why do we say that? Because we are your only local state licensed flooring pros where you're going to find a lifetime installation warranty, a best price guarantee, and no interest financing. We have a beautiful 3,000 square foot showroom at 2294 Glens Bay Road in the Food Lion Shopping Center, right next to Food Lion. We give free estimates. We'll bring samples out to your house. We do offer shop at home service or showroom design services. Remember, we also can help you design your dream kitchen or bathroom model. We do a lot of beautiful custom tile showers. Give us a call at 877-6-FLOORS. Visit us at AmericanDreamFloor.com. And don't forget about our in-stock specials going on right now for the spring. Six colors of 20-mil waterproof, lifetime warranted luxury vinyl plank in stock, starting at just $159 a square foot. We also have 15-year warranty bleach-proof carpet in stock, starting at $1 a square foot. It's American Dream Flooring and Tile, 2294 Glens Bay Road, 877-6-FLOORS. So back to Doug and CertaPro Painting. You were mentioning we were talking about in the last segment, painting cabinets, pros, cons, do's, don'ts, and you mentioned, well, we got a 7-step process. Talk about that 7-step process.
First thing is, once we're coming to pick up the cabinets, all of the faces, the doors, the drawers, any face that will come off, we will take back to our paint room. And that's where we're climate controlled, air controlled, controlling the dust, controlling the quality, the temperature, everything for that process. And from there, we do a complete strip. We do a light sand, a prime, another light sand, and then we start the finish coats. And that could be anywhere from 2 to 3, or maybe even more, depending upon the quality of the cabinets, how old they are, or the colors you've chosen. All those factors play into that. And all that is done off-site. Meanwhile, the frames are done on-site with the same steps in the process, and they're done in parallel. So from start to finish, you're looking at about 7 days from the time we pick up to the time we deliver back. And those frames and everything are done on-site while those are taking place. If you consolidated the cabinet painting process, it's probably a day and a half. But you got so much time between each step. And if you try to cut those short in any way, you're going to sacrifice quality.
Yeah, I was at a customer's house one time walking in to measure for some flooring, and they were having their cabinets painted, and the guys had like kind of plastic off and encapsulated the kitchen with plastic and stuff, and the guy was spray painting the cabinets in place. And I literally, I'm about to cough just thinking about it. Like, it's making me, sorry, clear my throat just thinking about it. You mentioned the climate-controlled environment that you... Explain to the listeners why that's important.
Well, in this market, we do have a bit of humidity. We do have thunderstorms and things come up. So you have to have dehumidifiers to control moisture. So if we paint a set of cabinets and say we're working in the evening and we're putting a top coat on it, and then it gets cool in the evenings and you get condensation in the room, that condensation is moisture that's going to hit those cabinets. That's going to affect the quality and how the product's going to look. And if we don't control the climate, the dust, and all those factors, we're going to be redoing it because we're not going to bring it back until they're ready. We had to tell a client a couple weeks ago, because of some of the cooler temperatures that hit, it's taking us a little longer, but we don't want to sacrifice quality. I'd rather you wait a few extra days to make them right when we bring them back.
Yeah. You mentioned all the prep steps. There's also, you've got to build the paint in layers. If you just goop it on too thick, it's going to be a softer, gummier finish. It's not going to dry. You could potentially have runs. You're not going to get that smooth, clean, glassy finish, you know, factory-looking finish. Am I correct?
That is correct. We would only put out a factory finish, and we're only going to use premium products. Sherwin-Williams manufactures a product called Emerald Urethane. It gives us a nice hard finish. Now, the one thing I do tell customers when we bring it back to you, you can wipe them off with a wet cloth like you normally would clean. After 28 days, it's fully cured. So think about it. If you pour concrete for your driveway, Greg, you and I could walk on it the next day, but they tell you not to drive your car for 7 days on it. Paint has a curing process as well.
Absolutely.
And you got to keep those factors in mind. And we do try to educate the customer about those factors to get the best quality for the longevity.
All right. So I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I have a listener. Her name's Bridget. Bridget, this question is for you. The side panels of the cabinets. So some are wood. Some are melamine. Sometimes you see the cabinet, it's actually like a paper. Is that paintable? Is it not paintable? What's the process you guys use for that?
The first thing we do is everything we quote, we do an on-site inspection and an estimate for that. And we look for those factors. Some of those that have that laminate feel to them, because they're MDF, if you get moisture to it, it bubbles. And it's probably not paintable. But most of the time, we can come up with a plan to either replace it or fix it and work with it from there. So we'll tell you what the best steps are and set the right expectations. And if we think it's not going to be the best thing to paint it, we'll let you know that.
Gotcha. Like sometimes you may have to put, I believe it's called a skin on there. Do y'all do that?
We have done that. Yes. Sometimes we come back and we'll work it, and we'll actually put in a Bondo to kind of give it a smooth finish all the way across. Wow. You should not see any repairs that we make on cabinets.
Yeah. So the point we're making here, everyone that's listening, about painting cabinets, it's not easy. It's not impossible. It's not the most difficult thing. But if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know how to properly, you know, qualify your cabinets, you don't know the right prep steps, the right products to use, it could become a nightmare.
Mike, I've got 6 crew chiefs. I have one that does cabinets. He's a Marine. He's been painting in his family for 40 years. Now, he hasn't been painting 40 years, but he's got over 30 years of painting experience. He grew up in the painting business, went into the Marines, came back, got back in the family business. So I trust him with every step of that process. And if we get called back out for a warranty, there's never a question like he did something wrong. We want to make it right.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, you're hearing Doug Bland of Serta Pro Painters. Their number is 843-839-1973. They are the painting pros of the Grand Strand. So, Doug, tell the listeners all the other things you guys do. We've talked a lot about cabinets, but just kind of run the gamut, explain all the things, and then maybe talk about a current project you have going on.
Okay.
As well.
We do anything from commercial and residential, small commercial, retail stores, things of that nature, HOA projects, interior and exterior. We can do some light carpentry work. If people want to add some crown molding to a room or something,
okay,
we'll do that. We do drywall repair. We also do mold remediation in case you have moisture in a bathroom and you didn't find it until later. We can help you with that.
Yeah. Can't paint moldy wood.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, you can, but
it doesn't work well, and it certainly won't last. But we do all of those steps, and we prep everything. So we have minor carpentry skills. We're doing a project right now in Pawleys Island. It's for an HOA. and we had some rotted T111 siding. We took it off, found that there was no backer board, there was no Tyvek wrap. So you had T111.
Does not surprise me at all.
T111 siding, insulation, drywall. So we're taking off those siding, putting it up with Hardy Plank, Plank Sierra, and putting a backer board and Tyvek wrap, doing it the way it should be done. So you never know what you're going to find. But because we follow building code, if we uncover it, we have to repair it. We can't just cover it back up and say we didn't see it.
Have you ever gone out to someone's house and you're doing an inspection to, you know, give them a quote and seen something that you're just, wow, mind blown?
This is one of them.
Yeah. I had a, I was driving down 17 in North Myrtle a few weeks back, and I saw a man setting out on the street. Some of you guys listening, you may be aware of this. I don't know if it made the news or not, but he was kind of protesting a real estate agency. I will not name any names for legal purposes. They're a big company, a national company, and I said, I got to go talk to this guy. So I pulled over and parked and went over and introduced myself to him, and I asked him, you know, what's with the sign? What's going on? And he had said he'd bought a house here, moved here from out of state recently, and was trusting the realtors to the due diligence and the things that needed to be done to repair the house, closed on the home, showed up to his new home that he had just bought, expecting to find it in a newly repaired condition, and it was, would say, not. And one of the things that came to my mind, he showed me pictures and stuff. There was rotted wood, which you see very commonly around the door casings at the bottom of the door where water will get in at the bottom of the door. And if it's not addressed over time and fixed, then it begins to rot. So he had asked them to have that repaired. And he said they sent him a picture showing it repaired. And from the pictures, it looked, you know, like it had been addressed. When he gets there, what they had done is actually put tape, some type of tape over the busted area where the wood had rotted out and deteriorated, and then painted over the tape.
Unbelievable. I see things all the time. A lot of the builders, there are some very good quality builders, and there are some that look for ways to cut corners. One of the biggest flaws I see is your trim around your garage door. You know, we paint that thing. And it's an MDF product. And when it gets wet, it goes out. So when we see those kind of things, we replace it with PVC. Never have to worry about it again.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, I have PVC trim on my house, and just recently I had to get some gutter work and gutter guards done because a recent storm actually pulled my gutter and my fascia board away from my house. And though it was PVC, it was nailed on with 18-gauge finish nails. Nice. So it just, the weight of the water in the downspout just pulled it, you know, right off of the house.
Yeah. Stainless screws are not that expensive.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take another quick break. We'll be back with Doug Bland, CertaPro Painters. Remember, 843-839-1973 for CertaPro. And if you got a question, call us on the Pro Line, 888-385-PROS. We'll be right back. You're listening to Grand on the Strand, Home Pros Radio.
Take me home.
Welcome back to Grand on the Strand, Home Pros Radio, every Saturday right here on Talk 94.5 FM with your host, Craig the Floor Guy. Today we have Doug Bland of CertaPro Painters in studio, and we are talking about some good stuff. I hope you're listening. If you didn't get the number, CertaPro Painters, the phone number is 843-839-1973. They also have a website. It's CertaPro.com. They're easy to find. You can just do an internet search for CertaPro Painters Myrtle Beach. And remember, if you missed the show, you can go to the Talk 94.5 website, click on the Saturday Shows link, scroll down, find Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio, and there is a link where you can stream all the past episodes. You can also listen on Spotify. Don't forget to like and follow Grand Strand Home Pros Radio on Facebook, where we post mentions of previous and past episodes so you know what's going on and who's coming up on the next episodes. And then remember our pro line, 888-385-PROS. That's 888-385-7767. If you've got a question, if you've got a home improvement horror story you want to share that we can break down and diagnose for you, remember, I give free gift cards away for those, everybody. 888-385-PROS. I'll buy you dinner at Outback. I've got some Outback gift cards. I've got some Olive Garden. I got some good stuff. I treat my listeners well. So give us a call or message me on Facebook. Serta Pro Painter. So I'm going to run down this list here. I'm looking at the website. Exterior painting, interior painting, kitchen painting, including cabinet painting. I'm pretty sure you can repaint those bathroom vanities as well if we need to update those. Deck and porch staining. We haven't had a chance to talk about that. Maybe we'll have time. Maybe we'll talk about it on the next episode or next time we have Serta Pro on the show. They work with HOAs. Surely if you're out of state and you've got a vacation home that you need to have painted and you want to make sure you're working with somebody that's going to send you photos of what's going on, that's going to communicate with you on a daily basis as far as, you know, updates and what's happening. Doug just showed me a picture of a project that I'd love for him to talk about. And they also do epoxy and garage flooring finishing. Tell us about epoxy and garage flooring.
Well, most all the builders, they give you just a raw garage floor. It's got a chemical treatment in it. And one of the things we do is we come in and we do a test on it before we do any garage floor, where we're basically doing a water test to make sure it's porous. Mm. If it will not absorb water, it won't absorb our stain or paint or epoxy. Mm. So we will know that. And then when we quote you a process, we'll come in, do an etching solution or grind if need be. And that's really just to make it ready to be receptive for the garage floor. And then we'll warranty any of that work. But also, epoxy can be used in a number of other ways. If you've got rental properties and you've got tables, you've got furniture that you're worried about water stains or damage, we can put clear epoxy on top of that or even put a decorative coating on top of it to allow that to kind of go with your decor, but also really protect your investment there so that those things are. We can also provide samples of that, and you'll see them on our website.
Well, and you were telling me about a project you guys just did where your guy did a live edge finish and made it look like granite?
It's one of our personal projects. Everything that we bring to market, we test. And we have a couple of rental condos, so we'll do those things and we'll see what the durability is. We did this project about a year ago, and we had a tile shower, just a standard tile shower with a cast iron tub. So we took out the tile and we put up an epoxy finish on three sides, and the foam core supported it. And then when we put it up, I would challenge you to determine whether that's a granite or not when you see it. It's a hard finish. It's easy to keep clean. There's mildew resistant. And the best thing is, if somebody were to damage it, if they damage granite, you got to replace it. If they damage this, we blowtorch it and heat it up.
Do you guys do the refinishing? I see that a lot. I'll be driving past a apartment community or something, and I see a van out there. It says refinishing, and they're like spray painting tile.
We don't spray paint tile, but we'll do surfaces over top of it or in replacement for it or countertops like in a bathroom vanity or furniture tops, things of that nature, things that you want to be more durable. I'm always cautious about things around a kitchen just because of temperature. And the industry is talking about they're temperature resistant, so we're doing some testing with that before we bring that part to market. But if you have a bathroom vanity that you just don't like and you don't want to spend, you know, $2,000 to replace it, we might be able to put a new coating on top of it and make it custom to what you want for a whole lot less.
Okay. Well, if you're wondering if you might have a project that they could help you with, again, it's Serta Pro Painters. They're easy to contact, 843-839-1973. What does that process look like, Doug? How soon can you get to the folks out there listening if they need to meet with you?
Right now, our scheduling, we're in our busiest part of the season. It will slow down some over the summer because a lot of the properties we're doing are rental properties and things. So they'll be full for the peak season and all the different events we have going on in Myrtle Beach. But normal residential projects, the estimate can be done within a week, and we can normally get that project on the schedule within 2 to 3 weeks. As we get to the summer, we'll have a little more flexibility, and then the fall will pick back up again.
Okay. And so listen, if you're listening, call 843-839-1973. It's free estimates and consultations.
Free estimates and consultations. You'll get what looks like a professional contract that has all of the details about your project, so you know exactly what you're getting. And also, don't be afraid. Sometimes people say, well, I'm just going to do this now. I'm going to do this later. We do offer the financing we talked about. But most importantly, if we come to do an estimate and you're thinking about other things, let us do it. And then everything is broken down by room, so you can say, well, I'm going to do this area. It's a quick change to our proposal, and you at least know what it's going to cost for the future.
Gotcha. Okay, absolutely. So interior, exterior, cabinets, They can also replace the rotted wood. They're not going to duct tape over it and then paint over the tape. Like the picture that was shared with me, you showed me a picture of a project you guys are doing where you were doing it. You thought you were just walking into an exterior painting job, and it turned into a bit more.
Yeah, we had some exterior siding that had some wood rot to it. So we always investigate that and to see what's there. What we uncovered was there was no Tyvek wrap or OSB board behind it. It was raw insulation. And by code, we couldn't put it back the way it was. We had to bring it to code. So that particular project grew quite a bit, but I'm working with the HOA. They fully understand it, but it's a conversation we have up front.
So if you're listening and you didn't catch what he just said, so you have the wall, the exterior wall of the building, and this is down at the beach, right?
Yes.
So you got lots of humidity, lots of moisture, high winds, hurricanes potentially. And so the exterior wall of the house had insulation inside. On the inside of the house, it had drywall. On the outside of the house, it had a wood paneling type siding that was just nailed straight to the studs.
Correct.
No moisture barrier at all. So typically the product Tyvek he's talking about is a fabric looking material that is rolled across and I believe like stapled to the studs, which creates a wind break and moisture break. And then the siding would be adhered over that. And then sometimes there is a board that has like a shiny kind of insulative film on it, like a radiant barrier. Or they'll put that over. And a lot of times they put the Tyvek, then they put the OSB insulated panel, and then they put the siding on top of that. This house had none of that on the beach.
Correct.
I can only imagine the energy waste of trying to keep those buildings heated and cooled. And I bet probably a musky smell from the moisture building up in the walls.
Without question. In fact, I was talking with the homeowner on one of these projects that we're doing, and we're doing a group of them for this HOA, that your HVAC climate conditions in the house will change when we're done because we're doing it the right way on those sides of the house.
Absolutely. So seal it up, do it right, save money. CertaPro Painters. So if you're listening again, CertaPro.com. You can call them at 843-839-1973. And today you're listening to Doug Bland. He is the owner of CertaPro Myrtle Beach. They're not a national controlled corporation. They are a locally owned and operated painting company.
That's correct. Yeah, we bought into that for the tools and resources, but it's our company. We can do whatever we say.
We got a minute left, Doug. Is there anything you want to tell the listeners that we didn't cover or that you want to make sure they know about CertaPro or about Doug Bland?
The main thing about the company, we bring a corporate approach to it. And I look at it this way, and I put this on one of our ads that we did. You know, you buy a new car, you can't wait to drive it. You buy new clothes, you can't wait to wear it. You buy a new house, you want to make it your home. So our motto is CertaPro Painters, improving the beach one house at a time.
That's our show for today. Remember, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Always hire licensed professionals and buy made in the USA whenever possible. We will see you next Saturday.